Coming up on 10 minutes past 9 o'clock, and it is time for our update from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. We start first with Candy Westberg. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Good morning, everybody. Doing great. A lot of good announcements, a lot of events coming up. Of course, I was just at Business Over Breakfast. A lot of announcements from that. But one of the announcements I have was about an event that's coming up next weekend, and I brought a special guest with us. So I'm going to turn it over to Linda to tell us about the Tyro Car Show.
Well, I'm Linda Moon. My husband and I, Wayne, we have headed up the car show for 24 years now, and this is our 23rd annual. We did not have it the year of COVID for safety reasons, and we really enjoy being able to do this. We've had up to 300 cars at times come to the show. We started out with about 50. Everything, it was raining all around Tyro, but it didn't rain in Tyro, and we had 50 cars. So I thought that was pretty amazing. Nice. And we have 29 different classes, and we give away trophies to all those top three classes, and then we give preacher's choice, and our preacher gets a chance to go out and choose their favorite.
Yeah.
And we have best of show, of course, and best engine, best interior, and best paint, and some of the bigger trophies that we give away. We used to make all the trophies ourselves.
Wow.
But the last couple of years we have purchased them. Age is catching up with us. So, but they're still very quality, and we took pride in making them several years ago for many, many years. We also, when they come in, they have an opportunity to get a picture plaque, and we put it on a piece of oak wood, and then we print it right there, and then they can pick it up at the show, and it's all free, completely, everything. And so,
is that one of them right there?
Yes.
Could you hold it up for the folks on Facebook? They can see a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. So. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So they come in and they get one of these. We have a gentleman that makes all these plaques for us, and then I have a crew of people in one of the rooms, and they're just tap tap tapping and putting all this together, and it's a great fellowship, and people really appreciate getting this. And even if they don't win a trophy, they walk away with this picture. And of course they get a calendar, and we have other giveaways. Like this year we have a stadium cup that when you put cold beverage in it, it turns blue. So and a little pen that says "Let your light shine for Jesus," and things like that that we try to encourage people in their walk, Christian walk. So we have a lot of fun. I have a lot of volunteers in the church. I have a core group of about 16 people that are standing beside us and helping us plan all this each year. So we're very thankful for all of them. This year we're giving something new away. Anybody doesn't have to be a participant. It could just be somebody stopping in from the 100-mile sale, and they can register to win either two $50 cash prizes or one $100 cash prize. So you don't have to show a car to be eligible for this. It won't be awarded at our trophy presentation, but will be awarded at a later date. So they just fill out a registration or use a QR code to put their info in, and they have an opportunity to win something special just for coming that day. So that's something different that we're doing this year. The other thing we have is the school. They put on a breakfast and a lunch. So if you're out on the 100-mile sale, I'm giving a lot of plugs to them this year, stop in, have some biscuits and gravy, or have a barbecue lunch. It helps the school out. It's a fundraiser for them, and it's something that some of the most famous cooks in our area make, and they won't find anything more delicious than
That's
pretty good. So I encourage people to come do that in supporting the school. And we have several things we are giving away. One year we're giving away a toolbox, and it is full of mechanical tools. So it isn't an empty box. It's a big box with all the tools your heart could desire for it. So that's our biggest prize that we're giving away this year. And we really are doing this as a community outreach. We want people in our area to come together, enjoy each other's company, have an opportunity to converse on different kinds of vehicles. We have all sorts of kinds, from rat rods all the way up to cars or trucks that have been at Barrett Jackson, you know. So it's a wide variety, but it is a great time to come and visit with people, and they love to talk about their cars.
Yes, they do.
So we encourage people to come and enjoy that. We like to have them come and share just a little bit of Jesus with them and give them some love. And we always enjoy it, and so happy that we have the attendance that we do. So
if someone wants to bring a car by and participate, is there any registration? What does that look like?
It's not a pre-registration. They just come. They just drive in. We put them in front of the lattice work. We take their picture. There's someone directing them how to park and where to park. And they're hands-on the moment that they turn in to us. We take them and get them into registration. There's some lovely ladies that sit there and help them fill out their cards for their car. Later on, we have judges within our own group of people that go out and take a look at the cars. We are not professional. One thing we like to say is that if you're not happy with the judging, we'd gladly give you your money back. But, of course, there is no fee. But nobody ever really complains about that. It's a fun day. It's not a high competition day. And, you know, we try to make it that. We strive to do that. And this year we'll have a flag ceremony. We're holding it indoors this time in our auditorium because of the heat. And so we will have the Boy Scouts present the flag. We will have one of the representatives of the state of Kansas there visiting about the freedom of America. And we hold just a short flag ceremonies to give them an opportunity to realize the freedom that we have. In fact, that's our theme this year, Let Freedom Ring. Mm-hmm. And we're celebrating the 250 year of our country, and we're emphasizing that this year. And I think I mentioned about the school and the food. Mm-hmm. So don't miss out. One story I got from one of the guys, my husband and I attend different car shows and promote it. This car show, and one man said, oh, I come to it every year. And I said, oh, really? And he said, yeah, I don't want to miss the biscuits and gravy. And he went on to tell me that his brothers want him to go to Joplin to car shows over there. And he said, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to miss the biscuits and gravy. So now he's invited his brothers. And now his brothers come from Joplin to the car show for biscuits and gravy. So, okay, there's a big plug for biscuits and gravy.
Great. Exactly. So remind us the date and what time does everything get started?
September the 12th. We start taking pictures at 8 a.m. Sometimes we can start it a little bit earlier if the sun is in the right, you know, but I'm just telling you the people will be lined up at 6:30 in the morning to try to be first.
Yeah.
And they like their certain parking spot or whatever that it's usually our repeat people. But we start taking pictures as soon as possible, as soon as we have enough light to get a good picture. And so it starts at 8 officially, and then they come in and register, and we try very hard to have the trophy presentation by 3. If we can move it up, we have all the calculations in, we do, but it's scheduled to start at 3. And it's indoors in air conditioning, and our church has big screen, and when the person wins one of the trophies, whether it be top 3 or let's say Preacher's Choice, we put their picture up on the screen, and who is the individual that wins comes down, receives their trophy, and everyone can pair the person with the car, because we've been at many shows, my husband and I, Wayne, and lots of times you see so many cars, you forget who that car belongs to. So we, years and years and years ago, found a way to connect the two.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, that's great. So I obviously assume that that big parking lot's really going to be full of cars. So if folks are coming to view the show, parking on kind of the side streets around, where's the best place to park?
The best place for them to park is in our west parking lot. We have a parking lot there west of the church. So that should accommodate most people. We have a small grassy area attached to that. And then we have also another grass area across from, I believe it's 2700 Road, that's a grassy area that they can be directed to park over there. That's an overflow from where we're parking all the show cars. So we try to accommodate them the best we can. And then we also have a separate place where if you're bringing your car on a trailer, we have a place to park the trailers as well. So, but you have to be able to drive the car in to be able to enter the car. It can't be towed or pushed. Many things have happened, but yeah. There's been a few times that we actually, their car died and we did push it in, and later, we did go ahead and enter it because it just got overheated or whatever. So we had one gentleman, he had trouble with his battery, and we was able to give him a jump, and he was able to drive in, get his picture, enter the show, and at trophy presentation, when we award the door prizes, and you have to be present to win for all of that, he won a battery. So how cool is that?
Battery
that's ever been donated, and that particular year, he won a battery for his car.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it's a fantastic event in Tyro, a great reason to stop by during the 100-mile sale. Again, that will be next Saturday, the 12th. Hope folks can stop by and check it out. And Linda, thank you to you and your husband for organizing this, because I know it's always such a anticipated event and does so much good for Southeast Kansas.
We agree. We'll keep doing it as long as we can.
Well, wonderful. Well, we appreciate you coming.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I live right by there, so I get to walk, literally out my door, and there's the cars. And she is right. They do start showing up at the crack of dawn. So I'll hear the engines roaring, and I'm like, oh, it's car show day. Time to wake up. So it's good. Okay, a lot of good announcements that I did want to share today. So as I mentioned earlier, I just got back from Business Over Breakfast. And so we had the Dalton Defenders Lions Club as our host today and sharing all kinds of good things. But the biggest thing is coming up, they have their annual pancake feed. And that'll be October 3rd. Of course, that's during the Dalton days. And that's at 7:30 a.m. at the First Baptist Church. And all the money is going to go to benefit the Salvation Army this year. They also were talking about one of the things they help with is Cedar Bluff Camp. They help with repairs and different activities throughout the year, including the Spook Trail. So I don't know if you've heard the news, but this year's Spook Trail is all new. They have a new path, new people, new animatronics. I mean, you name it. They've just pulled out all the stops to make it scary. And I don't like to be scared, so I don't usually go that often, but they said it's supposed to be a bigger and better Spook Trail this year. So mark your calendars for that during the last two weekends of October. So we also had our fire chief, Mike O'Connor, talking a little bit about the fire department and just kind of what's been going on. Next month, they have Fire Prevention Week, and so they're going to be doing lots of activities with the schools and just all over town. But one of the biggest things we're working on right now is the city has 630 fire hydrants. I couldn't believe we had that many. I didn't realize it. And so as time goes on, they need to get repainted. And so they're looking for volunteers. It could be student groups, somebody needing service hours, an organization, just anybody. They provide all the paint and paintbrushes and everything, and basically just have to go paint a couple hydrants. So, and they'll tell you how to do that, but they are looking for people for that. And then talked a little bit about just some other little things that I don't know if maybe the community knows, but our fire department is trained and certified in hazardous response and technical response. And so that means that if in a 12-county area there's some hazmat type issue, they go out and help out. So that's one of the things they're certified. And then also we have our fire department is one of the higher rated, they call it ISO. And that's basically a rating that says, okay, does your fire department have enough people, enough hydrants, good water flow, good response time, all those good things. And we are usually rated about a 2 or 3, which is really high, which means we get really good insurance rates here. So always a blessing. But we just have such a wonderful fire department. And so I was very glad that he stopped in today to give some updates. Okay, some other announcements today. So we've got coming up the Taste of Montgomery County. I just heard you mention that on the community calendar. That'll be hosted by MAC, and that is in Cherryville at the Cedarvale Lodge. Again, that's September 17th, and you get to have little nibbles of food from all over the county. So it's really a good, fun day. The college, CCC, is calling all businesses, churches, organizations, every kind of group, for September 23rd. It's called the Connections Fair. So it's basically your way of getting connected to the college students. Maybe it's volunteer opportunities, maybe it's jobs, maybe it's just helping them know about the resources that are in our community. So great way to get connected to all those new students that are here on campus. And again, that'll be September 23rd, the Connection Fair for CCC. On the 29th, Genesis is having a community celebration and ribbon cutting, kind of for the mural, because you can't really cover that up and have a ribbon cutting. It's like it's been out there for a while, and it's beautiful, but they want to kind of have a celebration for Genesis and for that mural as well. So that'll be September 19th. Calling all golfers out there, we had the CRMC Foundation there today, and they have a golf tournament on October 3rd. And are signing up teams right now. So if your team wants to get signed up, make sure you contact the hospital and they can get you all taken care of. Tonight, the Ravens are playing volleyball. So that'll be 6 p.m. tonight. And then this Saturday is the football game. They moved it up to 11 o'clock because of the heat. So, which I think is great because it's, yeah, who knew we'd still be this hot?
All right, exactly.
I was like, what? But one thing I want to remind everybody, the whole football season, any Montgomery County resident gets in free. So this is your chance to go see a game, cheer on the team, and there's no charge. So anybody can go. So all residents, come on and cheer on the Ravens. So this Saturday's first game, and that'll be, again, at 11 o'clock. Okay, so some other announcements that I had. First of all, I want to congratulate our Business Spotlight of the Month. It is Designs Unlimited. They have been a member since 2017. Of course, they do signs, vehicle wraps, embroidery, screen printing, you name it. They've got a little bit of everything. So we're excited that we're able to spotlight them this month. Okay, as she mentioned, next weekend is the big 100-mile sale. A lot of people will be traveling through this area. If you are having a sale and you want to be on the Coffeyville map, please make sure you either go online and sign up or you stop by the chamber. Friday is the deadline for that map. So if you want to be on the Coffeyville map, again, Friday is the deadline for that. So we are calling all Christmas enthusiasts. So the chamber is looking for community members to help us plan this year's Christmas parade. And that'll be Tuesday, September 8th. That'll be, so that's next Tuesday at noon at the chamber office. And we're just wanting people to help bring some ideas. We want to take the parade, just kind of elevate it to the next level. Like this year, we're wanting to do a contest and judging and have themes and different kinds of things for the floats. Hoping to bring in some vendors and activities and just everything to make it a big, ginormous Christmas parade. So if you love Christmas, if you're, that's your thing. Next Tuesday the 8th at noon. A couple other things coming up. The 9th, September 9th, we are partnering with Grow with Google to offer a free webinar. So it's online, free, Zoom, but you do have to sign up. It's at 11 o'clock, and it's for using analytics to help your business and AI to make better business decisions. So that is free, and that again, that's September 9th. And then we're going to be doing a few other Google workshops later this fall. September 18th is the next Coffeyville Proud Day. And I know they are looking for volunteers as well as community project ideas. So if you want to volunteer your group, your club, organization, church, make sure to call Amber at the city to get signed up. And if you have an idea for a good project, it can be from building something, painting, cleanup, you name it, but just what can we do to help Coffeyville look great? So September 18th, and hopefully we have a great turnout for that. A couple other announcements. The 7th Annual Native Unity Gathering is going to take place on September 26th. So that'll be 10 a.m. And I think it goes all day into the evening.
They sound like early afternoon. Yeah, mid-afternoon.
Not quite out. Yeah. Evening. Mm-hmm. But a little bit of everything. I mean, I know last year they had Tomahawk, they had food, they had dances, artwork.
There's a couple thousand people there.
It was packed. Yeah. That old South Coffeyville gets a whole bunch of people in one day. But I love this. They've been doing it for several years, and it just seems to grow every year. So, again, September 26th, make sure you come out for that. Only a couple other quick things. The Humanities Projects program for CCC has kicked off. And so these are what they bring in performers, and it's free to the community. It's Tuesdays at 6:30 at the Spencer Rounds Theater. And so literally every Tuesday, unless it's like a holiday, they've got something going on. So coming up on the, what is today? Or the first, right? So the next one is David Smith, acoustic roots music. Then they've got juggling. I mean, they have everything. They've got singers, songwriters, troubadours, you name it. So make sure you go out. We've got them all listed on the community calendar at the chamber, but they also have it at CC website. So again, free to the community, and hope everybody can join that. What was I going to say? I don't know where my brain's going today. So I wanted to share something that was in the news, and it's going to be coming out in an article in a couple of different magazines, but the Coffeyville Child Care Coalition was recognized by Child Care Aware of Kansas as a community champion. And that was just, they do that for people that really are working hard to provide good child care services in a community. And so, of course, our coalition was formed this past couple years, led by Sharon Brown with ABC. And the main focus was like trying to get that new site going for ABC and expand services so that we in Coffeyville can have early morning. Like, I know we have somebody that, I think she told me they drop them off like at 3:30 in the night, like 4 o'clock in the morning. So early mornings, late nights, and even overnight childcare. So a little bit of everything. And so I just love that they're doing an article to spotlight that and all the hard work that took to get that pulled off. So last thing I just wanted to share, we got a job of the week. We've got Echelon Arch and Designs hiring a business manager. We've also got Sectam hiring and Sunflower Soda Shop. So we've got several job postings. If you want to go on our website to the job board and check out all those jobs that are coming up. And I think that is all we've got coming up, at least for this week. So much coming up the rest of September. I forget how much, as soon as school starts, it just explodes.
Yeah,
and there's so many events.
Does.
So don't say there's nothing to do. There's something every single weekend. And again, go out to our calendar and we'll share it. And of course, I will be back here in a couple weeks to bring somebody from Dalton Days, because that's coming up as well. And they're going to share a little bit about that and some other events that are coming up. So
wonderful. Well,
yeah.
Candy, we appreciate it. And thanks for bringing Linda in again.
Yeah,
it's a good reminder that it is the Coffeyville area Chamber of Commerce. We're happy to help out some of those. He's talking about South Coffeyville and Tyro. So a lot of good stuff happening.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And more on the way here as we continue here on the Mighty 690. We have a check of some beef industry news for you right now. We'll be back to open line and your call straight ahead.